friends. Isn't it fascinating how relationships bring us immense joy, but also profound heartache? They're a dance of emotions, yet how often do we truly, deeply, consciously invest in the relationship we have with ourselves and loved ones? That investment, that time, and that energy is the most powerful gift you could ever bestow upon yourself and those you love. As life didn't give us a manual on handling emotions and communication challenges, we also weren't taught the art of building romantic ties or how to deeply love and value ourselves. But I'm here to share more life-affirming, relationship-enhancing wisdom with you all. And now you can also find this transformational content pouring onto Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Dive into the show notes to connect with all the magic. Here's to growth, love, and endless learning.
Hi, this is Nicola Beer, and today I'm going to be talking to you about how parents cheating affects adult romantic relationships. Infidelity is an emotional and often tumultuous experience that doesn't just impact the two individuals directly involved, but it extends its tentacles to those in their sphere, particularly their children. The shadow cast by a parent's infidelity can linger, subtly shaping a child's adult romantic dynamics. In this podcast, I'm going to explore the different ways I see how a parent's cheating can influence people's adult relationship life, with some real life case studies, people I've worked with and helped, and I've changed their names to protect their identity. So the first way it can affect is trust issues, deep-rooted mistrust. Children exposed to parental infidelity often grapple with trust issues in their adult relationships. If the foundational relationship they observed was marred by deceit, they may expect similar behavior from their partners. Maria's father had multiple affairs throughout her childhood. In adulthood, Maria found herself doubting every partner, even without cause. Her ingrained belief that all partners cheat, or rather all men cheat, became a self-fulfilling prophecy, where she chose partners who validated this belief. She was also hypervigilant and had a great deal of relationship anxiety. In my individual breakthrough program, I helped her to remove these beliefs that she had built up about men, herself, and relationships. Hypervigilance is a constant alertness. It's a constant alertness for signs of dishonesty in the case of infidelity happening. Often this can become second nature, stemming from a childhood need to understand the changing dynamics at home. The child becomes hyper aware of their parents' interactions, the parents' conversations, the parents' body language, facial expressions, scanning for safety. If you're struggling to trust in your relationship, if you often feel insecure or doubt your partner's love, then having those subconscious blocks removed will be of great benefit to your health, well-being, and of course your relationship life. The second area that a parent's cheating can really affect their children in their adult relationships is self-worth and validation. Seeking external validation is very common. Witnessing a parent's betrayal can result in an internalized belief that they weren't enough. This could lead to an insatiable need for validation in adulthood. Alex's mother was cheated on several times. Alex saw the pain that she went through and how much of a womanizer his dad was. He grew up unconsciously believing that his mum must have lacked something. Most of his memories about their relationship was his mum crying, begging for attention from her husband, and his dad away a lot and avoiding family activities, which also led Alex to not feel enough. In his adult relationships, Alex constantly sought validation, fearing he might inherit the lack he perceived in his mother. He developed an anxious attachment style where he needed reassurance from his partner that he was loved, wanted, and appreciated. This became draining for his wife, who felt she could never give him enough of herself for him to be pleased. He would sometimes also smother her, and she found him less attractive when he was smothering and needy. So I worked together with them to break those cycles and clear that trauma. Self-esteem issues are common amongst children that grow up with parents' affair being visible. These individuals may perpetually feel not good enough, assuming they too lack something that might drive a partner away. In some cases, children are sadly brought into the drama where the betrayed parent or wider family tell the child that their parent cheated on them, that they betrayed them, they left them, they abandoned them. For obvious reasons, this is very painful and leads to huge insecurities and not feeling good enough. Self-esteem is often also mixed up in our society with self-image. And children growing up exposed to cheating can also have self-image issues, thinking that if they don't look good enough, then they'll go through the pain of rejection. Self-image, sadly, can then become an obsession, an impossible task of having to look perfect. The third area where people can really be affected by their parents cheating is fear of commitment, avoidance. The trauma associated with long-term partnerships might drive some to evade commitment, preferring casual liaisons. Mark said to me that he never wanted to get married. Looking at his parents' broken and volatile marriage, he had associated marriage with unhappiness. "I'd rather be happy in a relationship than marry," he would say to me. And yet, there was a part of him that longed to marry his partner. He found it really confusing, so he'd take a few steps forward and five steps back. Nina, after experiencing her parents' messy divorce due to infidelity, opted for short flings, fearing the vulnerability and the potential pain of commitment. She liked to go on dating apps, have fun, and then when men got keen or vulnerable, she'd ghost them. She found it hard to trust, and avoiding commitment made her feel safe. Avoiding vulnerability protected her in her own subconscious. Yet it was really against what her whole heart was longing for. And that's very common, where we have part of us that wants this, and then the other part doesn't want that at all, because it's driven by trauma, it's driven by fear. Sabotaging relationships is also common. Lingering fears may cause someone to inadvertently damage their own relationships, driving partners away as a defense mechanism. This was my story. I chose to become a relationship counselor because I knew that relationships was an area I wasn't very successful in, because I didn't give men a chance. I'd find red flags everywhere when they weren't actually there. I'd say no after our first few dates, even if those dates went well. And I couldn't really give a real reason as to why I was either slowing the relationship down, ending it, blocking it. I was so scared of being hurt that I ended every opportunity that came my way. But at the same time, which sounds so crazy because it's so contradictory, I yearned for a loving, long, deep, fulfilling relationship. So I kept on meeting men, hoping that that would be true. But the fear in me from the childhood experiences that I went through blocked it. My hypervigilance that I spoke about earlier, that hyper-alertness, that hyper-watching out for signs that you could be fooled, hurt, that there's something wrong with the person, that there's something wrong with the relationship, was so overwhelming. And if I found even an amazing person, then my mind would give me all these excuses that it wasn't the right time, that I needed to focus on work, or I needed to focus on my health, or something else. So I was constantly putting everything else before a relationship. Thankfully, I was lucky enough to begin a very long journey in learning about what makes a loving, safe, healthy relationship. And I had some breakthrough therapy done on me as part of my training, a lot of therapy actually. And it really helped me to remove all of the self-doubt, my low self-esteem, and the huge fear I had of rejection. The fear I had of being abandoned, of being left, as I was when my dad disappeared after their marriage broke down when I was 13 for some time. I'm going to be speaking more on the abandonment wound, because it's something we all share. And when it gets triggered, it can cause immense pain, especially if a parent cheated. You experience that abandonment. You witness that abandonment to your other parent, and it can really shake the foundation of safety in relationships. Having had a breakthrough, that's now why I do my intensive breakthrough programs for individuals all over the world. For people who know that they have self-doubt, relationship fears, commitment issues, heavy emotions holding them back. The fourth area where a parent's cheating can affect people is the repetition of patterns. Emulating parental behavior is extremely common. Some unconsciously mimic their infidelity patterns they grew up witnessing. Leo's mother had affairs, a string of them, justifying them as a response to the neglect from her husband. Her husband worked away a lot, and when he was home, preferred drinking and TV to taking her out or having meaningful conversations with her. In adulthood, Leo found himself following the same path. All his adult life, he chatted to multiple women on dating apps, sexting them, exchanging photos, justifying his own indiscretions as his wife not giving him enough attention. After their second baby was born, he took it further and started seeing escorts. Similarly, justifying his behavior, saying he had physical needs, and his physical needs were not being met, so he was in his right to get that met. This entitlement attitude had to be released for them to have a good relationship. The entitlement belief he had got from his mother became part of how he viewed relationships. We needed to get rid of it, clear it out, as well as the unhelpful beliefs formed in both of their early lives, so that she could trust him again and they both had hope for their relationship future. Repetition can also be where people choose similar partners to their cheating parent. Sadly, I've seen this happen a lot, where history repeats. Linda's dad got very depressed after his wife cheated on him. Linda hates cheating, can't stand it, and even today finds it hard to forgive her mum for what they all went through. Linda ended up being cheated on by her husband and best friend. Her pain was immense. She found herself also hitting an all-time low, lacking motivation, wanting to sleep all day, and comfort eating. Thankfully, she reached out to me, and I helped her to gain her confidence, to change her circle of friends, to find new interests and passions, and she became really alive again. We also worked on helping her children with the impact that it had on them. It's normal for people to replicate familiar dynamics, unconsciously picking partners who mirror the cheating parent or the betrayed one. If that has happened to you, don't despair. You can still create and craft a great relationship if you're willing to both do the work. The fifth way that a parent's cheating can affect adult relationships is fear of confrontation. An upbringing filled with secrets, heartache, or fighting can make confrontations seem threatening, as they may unravel painful truths. So many people do my breakthrough intensive because they have a people-pleasing personality. They avoid conflict in their personal lives. They're scared of confrontation, and they lie often to keep everyone happy. They fear telling the truth. Withholding information is so common for children who grow up witnessing betrayal and lies. Self-protection might drive them to hide things from their parents, hide things from their partners, hide things from others, fearing potential betrayal, loss, rejection, or abandonment. Serena grew up with a father who had multiple affairs. They were hidden for such a long time until a dramatic confrontation where she saw her mum scream and break down and smash up things in the house, her father on his knees. She was only 7. And in her relationships, Serena avoided all difficult conversations, fearing that they would lead to emotional outbursts, painful revelations. So she'd rather not know, she'd rather not ask, she'd rather disappear, just like she did when she was a child. She hid behind the sofa. And in her adult life, that's exactly how she addressed conflict or potential conflict. She wouldn't want to know anything about what her partner thought about their relationship or when he was away on business, what he was doing. She didn't want to know where he was going when he went out, which led to emotional distance between them because he couldn't share about his life. And what's a relationship without conversation? Serena's answer was, I just don't want to know. There was clearly trauma and fear behind that. Working with them both, we managed to rebuild the trust and for them to become closer. And lastly, the way it can really affect people, their parents cheating in adult relationships, is the emotional baggage. Unresolved trauma is a result of a parent's cheating or fighting, causes emotional aftershocks. Parental infidelity echoes into adulthood, manifesting as mental health challenges so often. Omar, witnessing his parents' tumultuous relationship. In adulthood, he battled anxiety and was perpetually on edge, fearing that his romantic life would replace his parents and end in divorce. Sarah felt low and numb at times throughout her whole life before seeking support. She couldn't pinpoint her loneliness, her depression cycles, but we realised that she had a deep-rooted fear of being left. And when her marriage went through very common ups and downs, she took it hard. She would either withdraw completely, not want to engage with her husband or in her social life, or she would just feel numb. And she would come to the session saying, I just don't feel anything. My husband's telling me he's really upset, he's really down, he's really hurt, and I just don't feel it. I don't feel anything. And that was her childhood defense mechanism. When the emotions were so high and overwhelming as a child, she very cleverly learned to withdraw and shut down so she wouldn't have to experience that pain. Other emotional baggage is jealousy. Jealousy can become very prevalent in children that witness cheating, where a person feels threatened by people in their partner's life. And there's retroactive jealousy. I'm going to be creating a second podcast on that soon also. Retroactive jealousy is fear that a partner's ex coming back on the scene, or fear that their partner had a better relationship with their previous partners than with them, or better sex with their previous partners than with them. And they fear that. They fear that they're not good enough. Therapeutic interventions can really help with all of these six ways a parent's cheating can affect adult relationships. I typically combine counseling, psychotherapy, and coaching in my breakthrough process to really help people clear out their worries, doubts, and negative beliefs that can be blocking their true romantic happiness. Having a breakthrough session on me changed my life 17 years ago, because if we don't clear those unconscious messages, the beliefs about ourselves, about relationships, about our future, then unfortunately we can create the cycles that we don't want and struggle. Rest assured that the way I work isn't about bashing parents. It's about offering coping strategies to handle the ripple effects of childhood experiences. As the impact of parents' infidelity can significantly mould their child's romantic narratives in adulthood, I want to also say that they aren't set in stone. Whilst they can be deeply ingrained, the patterns, they can be changed with understanding, self-reflection, and professional support. It's possible to rewrite one's romantic script, allowing for healthier, trust-filled relationships. I really want to thank you for tuning in today. Please check out the show notes for gifts and how to contact me if you'd like any more information on this topic or any other topics. From my heart to yours, take care.
Dear listeners, today I celebrate you. You are among the few who actively nurture their love journey. It's an act of courage, an act of self-love. And if today's episode resonated with you, be a beacon for others. Subscribe, rate, and review. Let's spread this love and wisdom far and wide. Craving more? Discover the free resources at nicolabeer.com. You can also find the links to helpful gifts in the show notes. Do also join our Relationship and Wellness Facebook group. It's a haven where we uplift, support, and journey together towards richer, deeper love stories. Remember, you have the power to craft the love story you deserve. Thank you for being with me today, and until next time, keep shining and loving with all your heart.